Hey Taita, oh lao, let's mpopo mwushe. Mtuakazo mwushe, let's mpopo mwushe. Ndino mgamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chiliki. Ushelo D-Connection. Welcome, 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 Zimbabwe mwushe, to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. Welcome, we're coming to you live from Studio 7, Voice of America. And today is Tuesday, the 11th of June 2019, Zimbabwe mwushe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe Omuhle, welcome, welcome, welcome. Dinom Kamchirayam, Chirongwa Chedu, Cheve Chidiki, Uhlelo The Connection, Lilami. I'm your host, your boy, your one and only, truly, Big Mike, a.k.a. Mike Hove. Tonight, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we are tackling the issue, we are revisiting the issue of unemployment elizweni. However, focus is going to be placed on the agricultural sector. According to Atlas Media, which is an outlet that focuses on economies, different countries' economies worldwide, Zimbabwe has imported goods, food, etc., that Zimbabwe has imported more stuff when we're talking about goods, food, than it has exported. And here we're talking about between 2012 and 2017. Between 2012 and 2017, Zimbabwe went from spending $3.57 billion on exporting goods through to $1.39 billion. These are exports that we're talking about. As for the imports, Zimbabwe Moshe, we went from importing stuff that is worth in 2017, we were importing stuff worth $3.22 billion. So to break it down for someone who doesn't understand what I'm talking about here, basically what this is classifying and explaining is that Zimbabwe is consuming more than they are exporting. Zimbabwe is spending more than they are making, which is something that economists are crediting the current state of the economy to. Economists also argue that Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. For those that don't know what that means, it means the strength of the economy lies within the country's agricultural sector. With all that information in mind, what I would like to hear from you, Zimbabwe Omuhle, and Jalo, my guests that are going to be joining me, is that, one, could the Zimbabwean agricultural sector be the answer to the unemployment issue that the country is facing, as we all know? As we speak, several different records and outlets have reported that Zimbabwe has an unemployment issue of over 90%, an unemployment rate. Number two, what does the agricultural sector have to offer Zimbabwe's youth? And thirdly, and lastly, what I would like to hear from my guests who are coming through live on air from the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Resettlement is, studies have shown that abantu abasakhulayo are not resonating with the agricultural sector in the country. So I want to hear from them, the ministry itself, what are they doing to resell the ministry to the youth, to resell the sector towards the youth so that they take on agriculture as a career. Seeing as though the current state of the economy is not standing well, I look forward to hearing what my guests have to say. +1202-465-0318 is the WhatsApp number if you're looking to text us. Go to Zimbabwe Moshe as usual. You can join us live. You can call us live on air on +1202-619-2077. Tukutevenira pamasai sai anoti 909 media mwe frequency pa 4930 uyeje pa 6065 ne pa 15460. Abafisa ukubukela ku internet mthwakazo omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle sikhona ku www.voazimbabwe.com. We're also live streaming on www.voashana.com, and lastly we're live streaming on our third website, which is www.voandevelet.com. However, Zimbabwe omuhle, for our Facebook fanatics labo abathandayo ku Facebook, we have three platforms whereby we're all live streaming in all three platforms, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, Njalo Sikona ku VOA Ndebele. So Zimbabwe Omuhle, if you're looking to join the program and you're watching us live on Facebook, you can write your comments, you can write your numbers, we'll be reading them live on air and bringing you into the program. Kodwa most importantly, if you like what's coming out, lingakhohlwa ukufaka ama like lama heart, musakangane zvekare ku share chirongwa kuitira kuti tione nohwando hwedu. Hey Taita, hey Ta, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Hey,
Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3. BigMyke3.
Nancy Gomega, DJ Skyver, uti hey imali yexolo. The Bulawayo Arts Awards are coming up, so shout out to DJ Skyver. Don't forget, Zimbabwe Muhle, to vote for the one and only DJ Skyver. At BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram, BigMyke3. Nga ufisa ukhuluma nami ndiripo, asi for the next hour, tripana pa mapage edu matatu, pa Facebook, pa VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku VOA Studio 7. Utabalo kona kutwini, mtwakazo muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle. Manzwa nyayathukuzela nasi mchirongwa lamhla kuhlelo. We're looking to talk to youth members, people who are on the youth desk of the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Sithinta udaba loku swelakala kwemisebenzi elizweni. You know, I've spoken to some people who are part of this ministry, who are young people who are part of this ministry, and they've spoken about different things, amongst them being the issue of unemployment. We've had one of them on our show a couple of times. He's going to be joining us again tonight. His name is Nikros Kajengo, who is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Rural Resettlement. So let's go to Nikros. Let's hear what he has to say about udaba lukhona ekutwini. Va Kajengo, ndi nomgamchira mchirongo.
Thank you very much.
Ndimi kamapinda, ndimi kamakabata matomu. A lot of people are looking to you for guidance. You are part of the ministry itself. You are the youth coordinator within the ministry itself. One issue that seems to keep bothering the youth of Zimbabwe is the issue of unemployment. How is the Ministry of Agriculture, Lands and Rural Resettlement looking to alleviate this issue?
Thank you very much. Greetings to you, Zimbabwe. Greetings to you, our listeners. Certainly, issue to do with unemployment is one of the global, is one of the national objectives, is one of the regional, I'm talking about the Africa Agenda 2063. So, in other words, I'm saying issue to do with livelihoods, issue to do with employment, and unemployment is a global phenomenon. The ministry responsible for land, agriculture, water, climate, and rural settlement has got a bigger role to play in terms of ensuring livelihoods for our young people in Zimbabwe, of course, and beyond Zimbabwe. Now, our ministry is playing a key role in terms of mainstreaming, integrating, and supporting young people through agriculture. First, I have to highlight how it is within the comprehension of all that agriculture is one of the key, you know, sort of livelihoods for young people in Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe is an agro-based country, just like many African countries. So now from agriculture, according to the Minister of Public Service, Labor and Social Welfare's 2014 Labor Force Survey, it says that 60-70% of the employment in Zimbabwe is from agriculture. And also it's supported by the simple fact that 40% of the export earnings are from agriculture. Mm-hmm. So now, based on that, one cannot argue the simple fact that agriculture remains the key holder in terms of employment creation, in terms of livelihoods, in terms of support for the young people in Zimbabwe.
I have my first call on the line. 10 minutes into the program and Renari Rapto Pisa, I'm sure they're looking to ask you a couple of questions. Sakabata ipa Renari Nditore Mtereri. Kola kola ikwengweni, mlaleli okone ikwengweni, ngubani?
Mbongi nisibanja.
Yes, Banda, unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Usungenele kuhlelo mnumzane.
Yes, ngingenile ngkhona.
Right, udabule khona eGoodwin, lamhla sikhuluma ngeagricultural sector. Sifisa ukuzwa kini, ungumuntu ongisakhulayo nami mnumzane.
Ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right. Into yokuqala ngifisa ukuzwa kuwe mnumzana yes. Wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo, what is your perception towards the agricultural sector in Zimbabwe?
I-agriculture yaseZimbabwe ingathi iza kuba phansi. Ngesimo somnotho weZimbabwe ngoba vele izinto ezinengi seziphansi, abantu sebebalekela kwamanye amazwe. So yikho kuzoyenza ukuthi i-agriculture yethu ibe phansi, ingadivelophi.
Ubona ngani uyamuzwa nangumnumzana uNikos Kajengo uthi iZimbabwe is an agro-based economy, which would see, you know, the strength of the economy is within the agricultural sector. In general, we are shoots abantu abasakhulayo abaningi sebegijimela kwamanye amazwe. Ubona ngani ithuba likhona nalo ukuthi singathuthukisa ilizwe lethu, ikakhulukazi singa, if we look back at the agricultural sector yethu, wonke umuntu, if they start investing in the agricultural sector yethu, ikakhulukazi abantu abasakhulayo abangenawo umsebenzi.
Ithuba likhona kodwa nakungakalungiswa nesimo seZimbabwe angeke kufanele ukuthi abantu beqale bebambane bephansi kwenotho weZimbabwe basakhulayo babe nama-agricultures amaningi abakwazi ukuwayenza kathesi akuda muntu ongavuma ukuhlala eZimbabwe.
Hayi, sikuzukile kahle mnumzana Sibanda, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo. Right, Zimbabwe muhle mava kunzwa khona vaSibanda vari uko kuBotswana vangavachinyatsotsanangura maonero avo pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi. Ndavabvunza ndikati aiwa tangai matiudzawo maonero enyu pamusoro peagricultural sector iri kuZimbabwe uko. VaSibanda bvavati aiwa ivo nemaonero avo sezvo munhu wese vechidiki vese vakawanda vari kutiza munyika, vari kunogara kunani nasouth Africa, vari kudiaspora, vari kunani naBotswana saivo. VaSibanda hanzi aiwa zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, agricultural sector it's not in a great position. Regai tinzwawo maonero avaKajengo. VaKajengo, muchiripo parinari?
Yes, I'm there.
Right, you heard VaSibanda vachiti aiwa nemaonero avo sezvo vechidiki vakawanda vari kutiza munyika. Hanzi, before we start discussing whether or not the agricultural sector can uplift the youth, things need to be fixed. The economical situation in the country needs to be fixed. How do we take it forward from there?
Firstly, I would like to make it very clear that his suggestion or his view that there is an exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries, in fact, it can be true. However, it happened before the new dispensation, before the new era. That is before November 2017, when there was the old regime. But now, after the new dispensation led by the President Comrade Edim Nangagwa, we are now seeing that Zimbabwe is open for business. Young people are now flocking into their country because the policy framework is now conducive for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Also, opportunities are being availed. Legal policy framework are also being amended so as to ensure that young people are not excluded from the national economy. Take, for instance, there is now a financial inclusion strategy put in place by the Republic of Zimbabwe. Secondly, I'm sure you are aware of the Zimbabwe Constitution Amendment Number 20, Act of 2018, Chapter 2, Section 20, that talks about the need to mainstream youth in political, social, and economic spheres of life. Thirdly, the current policy framework in the Ministry of Land, Agriculture, Water, and Rural Settlement is also conducive for the young people to take agriculture as a career. Now,
I think technology irikumbotinetsa kunoko, vateereri vangu vari kuti havasi kukunzwai, saka regai tisange takudropai and then tokufonerai back within 1 second. Producer anga takufonerai back, and
thank you.
Right, Zimbabwe muhle uxolo 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 and ndine urombo Zimbabwe muhle ndikona vanhu vari kunyora kuti hanzi no volume from your guests neniwo ndiri kutoona kuti hazve chokwadi volume haisi kubuda saka we're going to try fix it and address the issue and make sure that everybody can hear Nicholas Kajengo. For those that don't know, Nicholas Kajengo is the youth coordinator under the Ministry of Lands, Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Ndiwo anoshanda kapa youth desk. Tambotiwa unzo kapa chirongwa nekuti kazhinji abantu abaningi vari kuchema chema vari kuti aiwa kuti Mike tipeiwo kamukana kuti timbotaurawo nevakuru vehurumende. Saka nhasi ndakuunzirai kuti munyatsowana mukana wekutaura nawo muvabvunze zvese asi tati nhasi timbotarisawo nyaya yeunemployment iri munyika. Right, timbotarisawo pane mapeji edu matatu vanhu vari kuti chiiko. Ukumbulani Ncube ukona ekasindetu LVONDPL kuti eZimbabwe asazi kuti kuzolunga then lombuso wako kona hayi kutwa umbuso lo uyahlupa nangu umsindiswa Ndlovu uthi Mr. Hobe unjani anyaphila Ndlovini wena unjani nangu Tenda Mshonganzi Hobe zviri sei sei watching you in Mozambique kuri sei ko ku Mozambique tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa uTerminus Masuku wazi wafaka inombolo yake wathi sisungena kuhlelo Terminus zakudinga sizise singenise kuhlelo nangu mama Nomsa Nekevane uthi evening VOA. Mama Nomsa unjani nangu Mike Ndlovu uthi evening Mike I hope you are well. Nangu Thuli Masoka nguye wapinda wafaki mlayezo wakhe wathi no volume from your guest. Let's hope ukuthi umnumzana uKajengo can be heard this time. VaKajengo madzoka pachirongwa zvirufambe.
Thank you very much.
Right, chiendirai mberi nenyaya mam chikurukuru.
Okay, I was saying the previous speaker mentioned that there is exodus of young people from Zimbabwe to neighboring countries. And I said, I partly agree with him that exodus has been in existence, in particular before the new era. That is before November 2017, when the new dispensation was born. Now, the new administration led by Comrade E.D. Mnangagwa is now creating conducive environments favorable for young people to take agriculture as a noble profession. Legal instruments have been put in place to promote youth mainstreaming and integration in agriculture. Also, it's pleasing to note that we have got a number of young people who have left Europe, who have left Asia, who have left neighboring African countries so that they invest in our agriculture. So, certainly, I do not agree that at the moment, young people are still living in the country. If they are, of course, it is very low or little margin. But basically, the environment is now favorable for young people to invest in agriculture.
Mm. But to what extent, VaKajengo, like I mentioned earlier on, VaKawanda Vechidiki, especially when the perception seems, and this is based on studies, not my word, by the way, that are saying kutivano akawanda vachidiki when they're looking towards the agricultural sector, it's like varikutya vasikuda kupinda musector for several different reasons, amongst them being the fact that it's hard labor, it's not guaranteed results, uyezve varikuti they don't have access to land and capital.
I agree with you, agriculture is a laborious task, but now we are in the modern world, a world of cutthroat competition whereby technology and modernization of agriculture is now the taking center stage. We are talking about mechanization that is being promoted by the ministry. We are talking about irrigation. We are talking about ICT. We are talking about, smart agriculture, which is not all that labor intensive. We are also talking about agriculture in terms of its value chain. It's not only about tilling the land. Agriculture is beyond primary production. It goes further to secondary, even to teachers. We are talking about agricultural processing, value addition. Of course, there is also teachers, where we are talking about the insurance sector, the service sector in the agricultural arena. So agriculture is beyond tilling the land. After all, even tilling the land itself is now being enhanced by the use of machinery and mechanization, making it attractive to our young people.
Mhm. Regai ndikubate muromo nditore umwe womuteereri ari kupinda pachirongwa. Kola mulaleri ekonecimweni ari parinhare ndiani?
Hello.
Yebo, kola ndiyana riparinare?
Morris Moyo.
Morris Moyo, unjani Moyo?
Sikhona baba njani?
Hayi mina ngiphilile, usungenile kuhlelo baba.
Ah, ngiyabonga ngiyaqalisa namhlanje mfowethu.
Mm.
Hey, lapha kuleli lizwe likamnankagwa siphele nzima. Indlala isithwalise nzima.
Mm.
Angikwazi ukuthi leli lizwe engomunye owalela ilizwe leli, but ngendlela engithwele nzima ngayo ngizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba azange sikulwele khona lokho abakwenzayo.
Kodwa bababonyo nangumuntu ongisakhulayo uNikos Kajengo uthi abantu abasakhulayo bayalima bayalima, so indlala iphumaphi? Where's the hunger coming from?
Uyazi ngizasuka ngikhulume kubi kuthiwe ngirong. Ngoba mina ekulweleni kwami ilizwe lela azange silwele khona lokho, salwela sibile ukuthi umhlabathi kawubuye ebantwini, kodwa not ama-individuals. Ngendlela abenza ngayo laba bantu abezana, mina angiboni kule mpilo esilayo. I'm a freedom fighter myself. Kodwa ngendlela abasiphatha ngayo, even khona okungama-tishu kwabo abasinika khona okuyimali kwakhona lokho, angikuboni kulo ncedo kithi. Ngiyacela sibili ukuthi alibana lingasiphatha, lingasisebenzela sikhulume lani ngendlela size sithole izibuso okuqinileyo. Benike umfana lo omncane olevision, ngibona ingathi into engcono kakhulu ngoba asilanto esiyitholayo thina.
So ubona ngani uhulumende hayi kumele ashiye umbuso?
Hayi vele asohulumende le. Futhi ungazithi umgabe wayengcono kulalo. Ayisithwele nzima sibile, vele kasazi ukuthi singenzani.
Hayi sikuzile kahle baba Moyo, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo angithi baba.
Okay baba.
Right, zvulukandapa mavha kunzwa kwona vamoyo umo mutereri hanzi ini ndakarwa hondo hanzi sakaenda kuhondo isi hanzi this is not what we went to the liberation struggle for. Kuti loko kupumayo mpinde ngambuza ngati nangu Nikos Kajengo hanzi ndiwo kavakajengo aripo parunhare vari kuti aiwa isu vechidiki tiri kurima tiri kurima tiri kurima. Saka ndavabvunza vangati hanzi aisi tiri kufa nezhara, saka ndokuvabvunza kuti ko zhara iri kubva nekupi sezvo vakajengo vari kuti isu vechidiki tiri kurima. Vaoendera mberi vamoyo vachiti hurumende yava munangagwa haisi kuvafadza zvikurusa. Asi vononi kuti abantu vatini emakasini eto matatu kuVOA Ndebele, nanko abantu vayangena kuhlelo ngiyamabona amahearts lamalikes ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nangu Nkosinathi uti asimuzi how kanti kungani bengamuzi umoya. Ngibona ngani kuyahlupha namhlanje i-technology. Uxolo, so I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami will attest to this. Ekhasini lethu ele-VOA shona hanzi no volume for Moyo, no volume for Moyo. Hayi ngibona ngani nyayi ye-technology nasiri kuthi netsa. Abantu nangu Justin uthi live from KZN Cato Ridge Durban, my smoke vari kuti volume inenge yanetsa zvechokwadi. I'll make sure ukuthi uproducer wami gets ahead of that. Kodwa let's go back to uKajengo, let's hear ukuthi uKajengo yena uthini ngombono kaMoyo. VaKajengo muchiripo parinare?
Yeah.
Right, manzwa maondro vaMoyo vakarwa hondo ava vari kuti hanzi zviri kubuda izvi hanzi isu were dying from hunger, zhara 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 yapinda munyika. Zvino kana imi vechidiki muri kuti muri kurima, you are saying you are farming as abantu vasakulayo and you are producing the good stuff, where is the hunger coming from?
I'm sure that Mr. Moyo is not in Zimbabwe. If he is in Zimbabwe, he witnessed to himself how the young people are selling their maize to our GMP. You know, we have got a program called Command Agriculture. That program included the youth, included all the people. It had no segregation either on political, social, neither age dynamics. So all people, provided they got the capacity to till the land and to make use of resources, they were given equitable access to those inputs. Now, then we are witnessing young people exporting the GMB, not only maize, but if you look to other enterprises or sectors,
like livestock. You know, it's quite interesting to see that some of the young people have gone further to sell locally. Some are even exporting to neighboring countries like South Africa, Botswana, even Zambia. So now, agriculture, as I said earlier on, that is broader, it's more facetted, it's dimensional. It's not only cropping, but it goes further to even, you know, livestock and other enterprises. So the simple notion that the country is food insecure, honestly speaking, I can say my brother is disconnected with reality.
Asiwaka Jengo, like I mentioned earlier on Pandanchi Tanga Chirongwa, a lot of studies have shown, Kuti, as we speak right now as a country, where we are importing more than we are exporting. So when you talk about people exporting, where's the money going? If you're going to say, Kuti, I was a chokwadi, chukurima, and chukwita mari, chuchu exporter, saka mari achi yurukenda kupi?
Yeah, that's a very good question, sir. You know, as a country, I told you that Zimbabwe is an agro-based country. It's not only agriculture that supports our industry. Our industry is beyond agriculture. You know, we have got a manufacturing sector. We have got a heavy industry. You know, we ought to import some of the raw materials that are used in other industries that are non-agricultural. So now,
as Waka Jengo, the country is importing stuff like cooking oil.
I just hear that on social media. There is no official, position regarding the import of cooking oil. I think that one is an exaggerated statement by the people through the so-called social media like Facebook and WhatsApp. To be frank with you, why do they import, or why do we import the country cooking oil whilst it's plenty in our shops? If you go to any shop in Zimbabwe, either rural areas, peri-urban areas, the urban areas, every shop, every, you know, sector that is into retailing or wholesaling has got enough or surplus of cooking oil. So the notion that we are importing cooking oil, honestly speaking, I think it's a statement which we can call it a witch watch sentimentalism.
All right, regarding the matter of Amuromo, Ndibe, that we are on terrier. Yes, we are talking kola terrier. Are you part Ndiani?
Masuku,
Baba, Masuku, Njani.
Man, right, Minikini.
I'm Pili, Lusung, and Legusher Baba.
Ngoba ungakhangela kahle kahle kade singizawuni kumzekeli sokuthi kulaba fana abaningi nabantombazana abangene ku ukulima itobacco. But unfortunately, what did they get over the period? Ngoba emveni sebelima itobacco yabo, the government got inside, ngathathi amayouth ababanika amabhondi. Manje kusasa uzalima kanjani lo muntu? Yalo nje ukulima. Business elifuna abantu bencediswa nguhulumende, hhayi ukuthi umuntu yamnika lokhu kwazi umnika inkala kade ensinengela mali yalima etholane. Okwamanje kadesi akula muntu ole mali. There is nothing like electricity. There is nothing like izili lokuthi kube le irrigation system, and the more so ama-dams they are dry up, water is running down to the sea. Agula ina ugane samanzi. So in all aspects there is nothing that is going to come out of this farming. It might be centuries and centuries of years, but to be very honest, agula and ekumani.
So how do we revive it, Baba Maso?
Into le uti revive again, take a but I think abantu labana bangemuva ababese zikhwingeni abavume ukuthi ulutho lolu alisebenza abalwenza. So ngazo zonke indlela. Ngoba ungakhangela ukuthi kuthe kuthe we've been having these people on power, labanye bayabehlezi ezindaweni bezibiza ukuthi bona they are good or kumbe ngama-ambassadors of anything. But eventually if you look at it, akulanto ephumayo. Ngoba ilizwe leli has been a bread basket of Southern Africa. But kathesi is just a basket engelalutho. So they should find with our policies are our surveillance.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that comes out of this issue is about policies and policies. Now that people that don't have money, we are demanding an income man. A man that has paid a tax on a kind of since he took land 2000 up to now.
He's been on the program before, and he was talking about amabhanga akhona, like for example in Power Bank ekhona for abantu abasakhulayo, but in Power Bank ikhona, and bona even in the Power Bank itself uthi ikhona division lapho bakhangela ukuthuthukisa abasakhulayo who are looking to go into agribusiness. Do you not think that's where the funding can come in from?
No, those are simple speculations, my friend. We had those things in the 70s. The Leon Gabe, Tom Banduano, which you all went away with a whole lot of money. Those things are politically biased. So you can be at it in Awusa or in Awusa, it's talking to the mothers in the change. Those people, there are people who go there and given that money, and that money is used to buy Ama. You see, Guma social media, Ama Lamborghini. That's where those monies are coming from.
Mm.
So when people are speculating all these things, there's nothing that is going to come out of this.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as we are, from and the only thing I'm you've got a lot of this income. But at Kates, in the woods and a lot of Kuma and Mufali, he's trying to just tell it right. This is the moment of the income of that. Umalai Tola, Mali. It's only my own. Now, if you are told 1,000 pound, plus that pound is useless, is he going to take into the business next day?
Hayi sikuzwile baba Masuku, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo. What thing is ukuthi yena ukhathe ngothini about everything you said, angithi. Right, hi, Zimbabwe muhle. Hayi udaba lukhona kukhala liyachisa. Vakajengo, muripo pano nare.
Yes, I'm here.
And this is the angle to Munonzo and Debele.
Partly.
Right. Ma Eva Masuga Pindo Agabatanya Zagawanda Zagawanda, but Changasundi that I think stood out of everything was the issue you could see Hanzwarimi when they go and they harvest their crop, be it maize, be it tobacco, etc. When it's time to sell it, they're receiving their money, their funds in RTGS dollars. I see you RTGS dollar at your hands. I not gonna value. No muka makseni. Yagunzi 1:9 ne user. Mangwana yagunzi 1:10. The next day yagunzi 1:11. Zino, how do we move forward? Because as umuntu ngisakula yevichiki, these are the things that deflect them from going into agribusiness.
Okay, I think let me make justice on that. First, I was watching ZTV tonight, where the cabinet or government of Zimbabwe today announced that maize is going to be bought from farmers and payment shall be done through U.S. That's the first point. Second point is that our market is not monopolized, it's liberalized. Farmers have got a choice. Remember, Zimbabwe endorsed or adopted what you call a multi-current system. The farmers have got the choice, one, to sell in local current RTGS or bond or even eco cash. Second, they've got another choice to sell in foreign currency because it's a government policy position that we are in a mouth current system or economy. So now, if farmers are into, say, small livestock or even other livestock like cattle, they are free to sell even in the U.S. They are not, you know, they are not prohibited to sell in Forex. They are fully allowed to sell their products in Forex. So we can't always accuse the state or the government of imposing RTGS to the farmers. I think that concept or notion has to be marginalized out of existence because this law has been given to the farmers to choose or to select the best, you know, the best option for them, either to sell in RTGS, eco cash, bonds, or even foreign currency, including even rand. It's usable in Zimbabwe.
Vakajemo hurumende inogara ichiti havana ma US ekupa vanhu hanzi ma government workers atibhadhare ne US dollar isu nekuti hanzi ati print ma US dollar imari yeku America. So how do they go about paying people in US dollars? Indikashuka ndikati what ndikutengesa I'm selling tobacco and I want US dollars. How do I then go about getting US dollars when the government is saying that there is no money in the country, there is no US dollars?
Okay, let me put more strength or focus on some crops like horticultural crops. Government is promoting exports. I'm sure you are aware of the export incentive put in place by the Arab business, some figures that have gone by the 5% export incentive. Meaning to say, there is ease of doing business, which is being promoted by government. You know, there is now what we call one-stop shop. It's meant to promote exports in particular. So now, farmers are also free to export their produce. Lab is open for business. They are free to sell in any country. And the conditions are favorable for the exporters or the farmers. As I mentioned, that 40% of our earnings are through exports. So now, if the farmers export their products, obviously, they'll get the yields they are aiming for. Or even other foreign currency like euro or even rand.
Alright, regarding the budget, pamromo vakajengo nditore mtereri angezokusindilo mlalele ecingweni kola mlalele ecingweni ari parunari ndiani?
Ikimasera si.
Eh tripo zviri kufamba here mukoma?
Andri bo ndimukoma Donald.
Mambo zviri kufamba.
bo yaizo kuri seiko bo.
Mushe kana mufara tiri kufarawo.
I want you to farm koma.
Murukunzo vakajengo ari kutaura nyaya iripo nhasi muchirongwa tiri kutaura nezve unemployment uyezve tiri kukurukura ne vamiriri veku Ministry of Lands and Agriculture and Rural Resettlement. Vari kuti vane chivimbiso chokuti varoda kugadzirisa nyaya dziri munyika, especially pachotarisa nyaya dzeunemployment. Imungati nazvozvo.
Kungotaurawo vanenge vachizamawo kungotaurawo kungofadzawo vanhu vanenge vashoma vanogona kufadza vavo.
Hanzi space iripo vamamboma for vanhu vechidiki, hamubvume nazvo here izvozvo?
Hapana chatichabvuma mukoma, taivako kumusha uko tichido, hapana chatichamboda kuhwa kana kwava kuwanhara, kana chimwe chatichambonzwa, hapana. Nokuti tozauzvi mapromisi avo tomaziva.
Zvino
kugona kungotaura, hapana kana chinobuda mukoma. Zvino vanhu mukatakati hurumende chinoikonesa basa ka inoda kungodzamba kwese kwese, nao vaivhukunyura makuya vanhu, hapana chatakaona. Zuro ndizuro vatangobata zvira kombandita varungu vakadzingwa mabrazi, hapana chatakaona. Vanoda kungobatabata pesi pesi, hapana kana chinhu one chavanokwata kuimplimenta. Unza maideas hazina kana inozobuda mberi, hatina kana chatakaona mubomba. Nekuti empowerment yakatanga kare zokuti yange achinzi inobereka zvibereko. Vanhu vose tikuti hakuna kana mwana ari chiri kumonza achatambura muzimbabwe. Hapana chinobuda apa, kungotaurawo.
Zvino manje vamamboma mukoma Doni, kana makuti apa hatichadi nekunzwa nezvazvo, toendera mberi sei? Nekuti ndivo vari pazvigaro, ndivo vacho vari kutiudza kuti tofamba sei.
Aiwa, hako hapo pazvigaro hakurangu hatingati varipo havo, asi vanongova vakazvimirira, vari kurepresenta pachavo. Hapana vari kurepresenta pazvigaro zvavo izvozvo, vari kuzvirepresenta nemhuri dzavo. Noti zvokuda kunyepegwa kana kuya munhu achiuya achitaurira zvinzande basa rese, hapana chatingazivi apa.
Mune mubvunzo here wamamuchida kukanda kuna vakajengo?
Mubvunzo wangu wakatiwa hangu kupa kungoti vanozozvikwanisa sei, vakakoniwa kumashure kwese, vozobuda sei?
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanoti nazvo. Tinotenda
chavambovapa tarisiro kana vimbo yekuti zvinobuda iko zvino chii kanangokuona kwese kumashure uko.
Regai tinzwe
kuti vangokuona izvozvo azvimbovapa tarisiro chocho chii?
Aiwa, regai tinzwe kuti vanoti nazvo. Handiti
Alright,
Mr. Kakjengo, a question directly straight at you. Hanzi, all these years makakoniwa, Zimbabwe used to be the bread basket of Southern Africa. Manzwa moyo acha hanzi yango bread basket nje. Hapana kana chinhu chiripo. Manzwa mambo hanzi makakoniwa all these years. Musiyano uripo chi?
I don't agree with him. Because as I mentioned earlier on that our country is food secure. Of course, the nation experienced some disasters beyond anybody's control. We are talking about a perennial drought that has been happening in Zimbabwe. Look, from 1992, we have been experiencing droughts. Secondly,
Recently, we experienced another, you know, a disaster, like when we die. Thirdly, you know, the nation has also been experiencing sanctions. They affected our international trade. So now, these are some of the hiccups or hindrances that have been, you know, a stone in the gang that has been a cause of concern in terms of agricultural development in the country. However, because of other measures or strategies put in place by government, such as command agriculture and also enhancement of food, of skills development, at the moment, as I'm talking to you, the government of Zimbabwe established 8 colleges of agriculture and more than 40 vocational training centers. And we've got a number of polytechnics that are training our young people in food science, in agriculture, in horticulture, the agricultural value chains in their, you know, multi facets. They are being trained. Our young people are being embedded and embedded with these skills, meaning to say these are some of the steps that have been taken by the government in the right direction so as to ensure livelihood and sustainable development for our own people, of course, in line with the Vision 2030 and the SDG.
Mm-hmm. I hear my second guest, Okone Selweni, umnumzana ukudakwashe Munzanga, inhlanganiso ye AgroPros. Yena umnzanga jalo is what they refer to as Zimbabwe as a champion farmer. Gushugutai, Pano Tichiba best, he's amongst the top crop, the top best, bestest of the farmers in Lizweni. Asizweni utena umnzanga utin, otabalukone kutwin. Mnzanga, nya gomgela mshelo mnumza.
Ngiyabonga baba Mike kunjani?
Hayi ngiphilile wena unjani?
Hayi siyaphila baba.
Nantu dabule khona egudwini enengi labantu abalaleli bayangana kuhlelo bathi hayi izinto azimanga kuhle eZimbabwe. Sike saba lo mnumzana uMoyo yena wangena wathi hayi we are dying of hunger ngempela. Ngaze ngabuza uMoyo ngathi how? Kodwa yena ukanje ngo uthi abantu abasakhulayo you guys are all producing ama crops ngempela, you are exporting it in the masses. So how are people dying of hunger at least when there's so many young people who are producing things in masses?
Ngiyabonga baba. Abantu nxa besithi bafa ngendlala kumele sibili bekhulume ukuthi indlala le ebabulalayo indlala yipi yakhona. Mina as far as I'm concerned, umuntu sibili ofuna ukusebenza sibili lapha eZimbabwe, indlala ayimbulali. Kulenhlelo eziningi kakhulu ezenzakalayo ezokuthi zincedise abatsha nokuthi ukuthi bedle kuphela but ukuthi bekwanise ukubisela iZimbabwe lapho eyayikhona ukuba yi-bread basket e-Africa. Inhlelo zona lezo abatsha bonke bengabambanisa amakhanda bekwanise ukufaka ama-resources abo nolwazi lwabo abalitholayo kuma-colleges abayakiyo lawa. Nethemba lokubana siyaphumelela njengelizwe and indlala le abayikhulumayo nethemba yokuthi abaseze beyikhulume kanjalo. Ukhulumeka kuhle sibili ukuthi under inhlanganiso ye-AgroPros lapha engiba khona ngu-secretary for projects sibe sihamba elizweni kuma-provinces achiyeneyo sithi kwabatsha i-emphasis kwabatsha sithi kwabatsha dinganini umhlabathi ungaze uphiwe umhlabathi ngubabakho ngumalumakho ubususitshela ukuthi hatshi mina sengithole i-3 hectares lo ethi hatshi mina sengithole i-5 hectares sesibona ukuthi ongakulima khonapho lilonke yikuyini lingalima laphana sesibambanisa sesiyiprocessa khonapho khonokho elokulimileyo njengabatsha so that we can then live indawo elikhona sesiprocessile sokuyi and product. But manje abatsha aba they are not coming forth ababuyi.
Abakwenzani? Why are they not coming forth? Pho ukuthi what happened?
Angizwanga baba.
Ngithi why are they not coming forth? For what reason?
Ama reason abo yiwona labo ukuthi abanye bayesaba. Bayesaba ukuthi hatshi into lezi kumbe esingathi yikucabangela ukuthi hayi madoda akusoze kuphumele lokho hayi akulanto enje okunye abanye bethi hayi lokhu it's too good to be true ukuthi besinike ama-input konke khathesi nje ngikhuluma emini sibesilo mhlangano le-command agriculture omkhulu wabo uthi no as command agriculture we are saying young people, you know, we are not in the business of giving abantu imali. But it's in my way by Shola Ilen, the government, and our hand, Ebazalini Babu, the two Ilen, so everywhere we give them input. When we give them input, so they sign in, and we won't come under the Ama input. Navantava, Dala, you know, those people are connected. But Abanilava by Savella Kachana. Ama reason, Ava Westava, Abawaz, whatever reason you are, to be way who feel as us.
So, Kudakwashi, tell me something. Abantu Sakulayo, the issue of access to capital and land is one issue that seems to prevent a lot of young people from getting into agro-business. As an organization, what are you guys doing towards helping them?
As an organization, we are in negotiations. Abantu was Okanaiwuti. Inhlanganiso yama-Agropol was launched this year ngohulumende. In Jalonje, we are in a process of negotiating with the AMA donors, ukuthi bebuye or financiers, ukuthi bebuye besincedise, ukuthi sikwanise ukufinance not only young people, but so many farmers around the country. So in the next few months, 1 or 2 months, Teresesile Kwama, esimelele ama-Agropol, ukuthi siyakwazi ukuncedisa abatsha. But if it's about the government, so as much as people already with land, kumbe, about the people who ask David, who would know in the Indian, who would elime, you know, what is the Then we are also working with the Ministry of Agriculture through the youth desk, a little Baba Okanjeng, Lo Okulumayo, where we are also identifying our young people around the country, about the potential to become ama champion farmers in the United Kingdom. Then the labor change to strengthen the labor, not only with giving its finance, but also giving its technical advice and also creating a market for those young people as well. So Kuluma Njeka says, abanye bacabanga ukuthi kuma ma crops kuphela ukuthi ngingene. Into ezabo fishing, Katesi, we are working with a program A being the Konale, Ulimbiso Wea. But you go to the river and travel in this way, Mujatane Monse, Doma Jatana, Mujate Vashu, Zambezi. And then we process that fish, the Matimba, which they catch from Zambezi. That's part of farming, that's part of an agropole, creating an agropole.
Right. Kuda, what's in Ugamba? I'm not going to in Tatum Lalelo, I'm not connecting when I
guess.
Right, regarding the Botoro, Terra Rupinam Jongwa, Par Naran Ruz on Dinava, Atkin Rungan. Wa mkoma zirufambe?
Zirufambe mkoma maimahazive.
Mwushe mwushe, ntimi kama apinda mchirongwa maamchiti tino itazwe fami zuzi tino zizeaz.
Iii, ayo, andatenda nekundiso mchirongwa mkoma maiki. Andatenda nekundipo mkane ukute uruona naka jingwa.
Mm-hmm. Right, waka jingwa wari popa runari waru kuteerira tina zwekare mkuda kwashe Monsanka we msangano we Agropols. Tuotanga, ndudotanga nunguzo oma onrenyu nezwe sekta edwe agriculture imimurumu wechidiki magambo nduzo kutumunoita zwe farming tuze oma onrenyu
ya ii mwonira angu mkatiye agriculture sector ndugo nenge zimzaka oma mkuma maikowe paana makwalikira tingambo hiki eswe chidiki utiti kwanse kuri mkatiye agriculture emu Zimbabwe zaka oma zisinga etinuti Nibuifaya, for example, ma input, narabu jenga ma input this month, jangu tanga. Like fertilizer for the meantime, if a 250 bond, you know, can you imagine, but if I'm a young farmer, can I give you an order, farmer, what you need 50 years, I give him, and that's what he's here, can I take that to draw that. So by papu, doing that, my chemicals, my jury, arbiter, Mkoma Mike, Zimbabwe, Nagwe, me, and I can make it really agricultural based, where is agriculture, if you draw that from my input, we cannot go anywhere. So yapa na wefiwe wateja wudi chikwanse buri makwacho na siwe even today ndalitenga siwe ruta $8 per liter. Can you imagine?
Saka
so
zino
masi young farmers.
Zino wano wangu wachiti imi tika kukuru zirai wechidi kukutumuwe mafarmers munova maelevator nyaya ya unemployment munyeka. Zino kana muru kuti aiwa zunzurugu ramba zunzurugu dura tisha kwa nise nukurima makwacho unemployment ya chotozo hidi tota angapapi. Like mune mbunzo wa mamishina ukandara waka jengwe reka na kuna basi
ee mune mbunzo wa nuna waka ndira
kandia iwaru mbunzo wa iwaru popa unara
ee waka jengwe nukumbiro kubunzo utiko za chile mayangu famazi ee we are pani wanu weka pa kufani ni waka wanda sere why mkinda kwanisu kuwapo ma lens wa niwa you have to give those people lens so that they can produce something to the nation otherwise mkata wapa lens wa niwa wa jino ramba zida kwa ina iwanda kuti pando pinda ma prize mezo mdo wanzu wana ma wana ni lens they are uneducated but yet ma graduates they are there wana lens so ya kuti even you vanhu vachona vari kupuwa lend some they are maovet some vakangosiyana siyana those people you should look at them nobobvunza kuti if you ever looked at the graduates who are there kuti muwapo mukana wekuti vaproduce what is this lend
vakajengo muri popa rinare rafu Mr. Kajengo
Umatrit warungo pura hao ongonzi lend iyo muna da munda ano ita inozi mchurungu application ano apply through ma district lens office edu through ma province ma provincial lens office edu kana achenge ita apply ano kwa pa waiting list kana vanu wachenge wa allocate kwa at the moment urumende ine urongwa urupo papa parizino we audit kwa audit yo sisi zita wanumtunga meri wedu yinika kuti warutari sa wadima praza ya kakurisa wadima praza ya kawanda shaita kuti lechi biki ni wangu wasina wasina opa upe kurima wawaneo tekubata redakora moyo shamari don't lose hope usa tange kushoropoza kana kuti kuziga chini kwa wapina machiri au family kuera nyoka ni gawi iyo iripo iyo applya kana wa applya after time ya teta tisu ya unengu wa uja utushuangwa zakati kana sina kuita ozi ya nechichemo yetu nchokutanga techipiri panyaya yanga uru kutawara ya ma input uti aruku dura tine ma ma input alipaka siyana kune ma input etoba hako na kuti efojika kune ma input elonje kune ma input echibage chete zvika ni contract farming government ine ya inoti subsidized like command agriculture ma price ze command anga akachipa nekuti hurumende inobvita chimwe chikamu toenda tobhako research board TRB ine hurongwa hwayo hwekupa varimi vechidiki ma input yetobhako kunyange TIMB zvakare ine same program hurumende zvakare ine hurongwa hwekubatsira vanhu chirongwa chagara chichiitwa kuzvirimwa zvinoita sema small grain kana kuti donje zvovabvunza honorable pa program yetu kana mutungamiri wenyika inopiwa vanhu pachena vanonzi mavulnerable vulnerable kureva vanhu vakaremerwa neupenyu hwavo vanga vanhu vakwegura vanga vanhu vakaremara kunyange vechidiki vasina pekutangira muri mukategori yemavulnerable humwe mutungamiri wenyika president put scheme iripo yakamirira imi so mukachema muri kunze tisingapinde mukati muchangorama muchichema pindai mukati pabve mufambe wekune vamwe mausiedi aripo mausi agritex aripo lpd iripo mausi yamujitika kuti da nemamwe mausi ehurumende aripo pakukubatsirai zvirongwa zviriko zvinoyambutsa vanhu
Atkin uchiri popa rinarera Atkin uchiripo here
ndiripo parinhare mukoma hove
are you happy ne response yavakajengo
aiwa ndafara chose ne response yavo asi ndine mubvunzo futi mumwe kana vachiri kukwanisa ra kumupindura
wekupedzisira
mubvunzo wangu wekupedzisira ndewekuti Reva kwanisa kuchingadzisa manje pana uye market isizi tanzwa kuti ma inputs anokwanisa ku access ega right ku pana uye ye market manje ngazvichiva akakuti munhu akashingaira kuti ari nyandidzika apiwa ma inputs kunenge zvisingabuda hazvo but akapiwa ga market ngaichiroka reliable kana ngaichiro attractive zvafanira kuti tobago this year ndakarima tobago zvakanyanya but ndikuona market yachona ikuda kuti next year I think hope yacho kuti ndidzokere kuti munda next year inogona kuvengi low kwandiri asi munhu akazvipira ake kurima ndogona kudzokera zvekare ndikaenda vachitry kuti market ivo attractive so that you kana even market yacho iri yechibage chechauri taura ngaive attractive zvekare because 750 something per ton it's not enough kuti munhu akwanise kudzokera mufamily I think that's my last question.
Mhm, vaka jengo one more time. Let's try this again.
Kuti ngatari se ma sector ese kana uri murimi ukaitawo seri kana kuti zvirimwa zvinotipasadza woitawo ma horticultural produce woitawo zvipfuyo uye market iri paviri chekutanga tinogona kuita market yedu lokali muno muZimbabwe chechipiri tinogona kuitawo market kunze kuri kuti ma export zvakare tinokurudzirawo varimi kuti atinoti value addition kana kuti izvo kuwandudza zvinhu zvavo zvavanenge varima zvinoita kuti market ikurewo nokuti somuenzaniso bhagidhi rechibage kana richiita $20 asi tikagadzira hupfu tinoona kuti 10 kg inenge yakaita kana kuti $25 or $30 value addition iyoyo yakanakira murimi anokwanisa kuwanawo mari yakanaka mari refu naizvozvo value addition noku exporta zvinoita kuti tiimprove chouviri chinobatwa nemurimi.
Right, aiwa tinotanda zvikuru vakajengo. I'm sure Atkin nayo anzwa your response. Regai tidzokere kuna kuda kwacho tinzoti vangati kuda kwacho sakonekcinwene.
Kona baba.
Right, you heard Atkin come in and he touched on several different things. Now, one thing he highlighted, and it's interesting that he said that because I've also heard people who are professors who have studied Zimbabwe when we're talking about the farming industry, where they were saying, kuti, a lot of people who are getting, who are receiving land, a majority of them are not young people who are coming from these graduate schools. A lot of them are people who just, like Atkin said, and please don't quote me on this, uneducated on how to handle the land. How do you then move forward from something like this to ensure that all these young people who are going through school, who are actually going to come out with a degree saying, I know how to handle this land, get access to the land so that we can move forward, uplifting the youth and, of course, uplifting the Zimbabwean economy?
Thank you very much. I think Mr. Kanjego answered him very well. What these young people are lacking is the temerity to approach the relevant offices. These people who are clueless, yes, they are very right. I agree with them. You have no love. But it learns if you are avant, avangafuniyo, 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 maybe for speculative purposes. While if labana bafundeleyo, ukuthi belime, are not getting that particular land. But the problem is because they cannot come and knock at everybody's door. They want just to educate others. They want to be agronomists. So those young people should then be able to approach relevant agri-tech offices and then apply for land. When they are pure in land, those are the people who are mainly to use the image. But I want to know about when after completing, they want to look for jobs because their courses have just taught them how to apply for in land. So I would wish they address that deficiency. No, don't go and look for attachment ETC land. But this is what you have to do. Go and apply this way. Or form AMA groups in AMA colleges in Onalao. And then you go and apply collectively as a group to say, we have completed. Give us a certain piece of land so that we can demonstrate capacity. So I get to demonstrate capacity. Then it is that we need individual by individual. I think it's when the reality is that they are too many.
Right. Right.
And then the other point I read.
Kuda is cut, is cut. It says Liwe Mangoye Mnumzana. Unfortunately, go to Nizagutinga, Sakumela family, go to Tabalolu, a good hello, Lone, Labasa Kulayo, that we have every Sunday, Zaptinga, so that Sungan is a good radio. Zurandava is cutting, Guadia, Ganana is cutting, Yomangoi, Guayape, Rasakma Kumetrong, Nasati, Yasu Zangai, unemployment to Kukranakuru, Vebazi, Runona Nezegurima. They were people who are from the Ministry of Agriculture, Land and Resettlement. It's got some sense, Pelile. I don't want to get in Faro. Zimbabwe, Omuse. Bye bye.